Falun Gong is freely practiced in over 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM-TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Hello and welcome to this special report from FGM-TV on Tuesday, November the 20th, 2001. I'm Susan Mitchell. Yesterday, 36 Western practitioners of Falun Gong went to Tiananmen Square in Beijing. FGM-TV reporter Joel Chipkar was there to film the whole event. Zenon Dolnitsky, wearing a white t-shirt with the Canadian flag on it, is also an FGM-TV documentary filmmaker. He was photographed by Associated Press as he lifted the banner with the characters Truth, Compassion, Forbearance, and shouted out, Falun Gong is good. Here is Zenon's statement addressed to all Chinese people. Why I Go to Tiananmen Square by Zenon Dolnitsky. To all Chinese people. I am going to Tiananmen Square to hold a banner that reads Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance. Falun Dafa is good. With many other Western Falun Gong practitioners from around the world, most of us will sit in meditation while some will hold the banner. I'm not against the Chinese government. I am not against China. In fact, from practicing Falun Dafa, I have come to better understand the Chinese culture and people. This is why I feel I must go to China. I know Falun Gong is good because I have been practicing for 3.5 years. Because of practicing Falun Gong, I have been able to get over drinking, smoking, doing drugs, and many other bad habits which only helped to pollute my heart, mind, and body. Just before I found Falun Gong, I was going to leave my family, friends, and society because I felt hopeless. I was going to go live in a mountain. Instead, I began to practice Falun Gong and have been able to transcend all my addictions and begin removing my bad mind for one filled with truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. When my mother saw the changes in me, she also began to practice. Her arthritis went away, and she began to lose weight and felt a deeper sense of purpose cultivating in Falun Dafa. Ever since the persecution of Falun Dafa began, I have been on TV, radio, talking with government officials, and traveling around the world to let the truth of Falun Gong be known. Yet, I have never come to the mainland where this great Dafa has come from. Falun Dafa came from your land of China, and your beautiful and ever so rich culture. Without it, I would not be who I am today. With the deepest respect, I have come to your country to stand up for the truth for you. I hope with my white face and pure heart, I can awaken the goodness in your heart. Please don't follow the president and his criminals to persecute Falun Gong. It is not good for you. Cultivation is deeply rooted in your culture. However, during the revolution, much was wiped out. However, during that dark time, Falun Gong quietly remained in existence. Our great master brought forth Dafa's dignity to the people of China many years later. The pride you and I feel in your culture has been cultivated over thousands of years and has very little to do with any ruling party of the contemporary world. Falun Dafa embodies much of your ancient history and your purest, most beautiful culture. Everyone wants the liberation of the people, but this comes from within one's heart. Falun Gong teaches that very process. This liberation is called enlightenment. There is no need to order people or pay people to practice cultivation. People want liberation and enlightenment themselves. It's just that not everyone can obtain it. Something so pure will naturally become popular and naturally get the attention of those in power. But Falun Gong has nothing to do with humans' power, politics, working with the CIA, or anything of that nature. As Westerners, our government, media, and people find it quite laughable to hear such rumors, That is why we had to read Chinese propaganda even to hear such rumors. The fact is that Falun Gong is being researched by scientists here, and many officials are happy to see people benefit from the practice. Please don't believe the lies. Please don't attack Falun Gong. It is something that has been brought during a special period of havoc to our world today. Yet, during all of the persecution, why have we not heard of Falun Gong practitioners fighting back? Out of the millions of practitioners, why has not one fought or even swore back? Why has the persecution still not succeeded? It is because Falun Dafa has brought forth the law of the universe. It is because the practitioners embody the law of the universe. How can you wipe out truthfulness, compassion, tolerance? In fact, you can't. But when it is attacked, what you do is a very important issue. Where can you find people today who will be looked at in the future as part of the dignity of Chinese culture, the oldest and most beautiful culture, the father of all cultures? These people are the practitioners of Falun Gong. In this present societal cosmic climate, wherein the law of the cosmos comes to this world and the world is in chaos, Falun Dafa practitioners are sacrificing everything to bring you the truth. They are becoming the future heroes that will be forever remembered by the future Chinese culture and the history of the world. I have come to help remind you that you too want to be remembered in a positive light. You too know that good is rewarded with good and evil with evil. Don't forget that your future depends on it. Signed, Zenon Dolnitsky. These lofty sentiments are not shared by Jiang Zemin. International media reported today that Zenon and the other Western practitioners were arrested and beaten by police. It was also reported that one woman was slapped viciously until she lost consciousness. At a news conference today in Toronto, Zenon's mother and his friends appealed to the international community to press for the release of these practitioners who are currently detained. Although CNN has reported that they will be expelled, foreign affairs officials have received no such information. FGM-TV spoke with Zenon before he left for China.
Well, because I practiced Falun Gong for over 3 years, and I know and have felt and experienced that it's something truly beautiful. And as we all know right now in China, they're doing everything in their power to try and destroy it. For the past 2 years of the persecution, I've traveled all over the world, and I've talked to media, citizens, government officials, and I've done everything in my power to help stop this, except going to China. And when I found out some of my fellow practitioners were to go, I wanted to join them.
Joel Chipkar had this to say before he left for China.
I had a call on my pager, and I called this guy back, and his name was Rock, and he was a Chinese man from Beijing, and he came to Toronto in 1990, right after Tiananmen Square, and he said he was walking in Dundas and Spadina, and he saw the practitioners and he saw the signboards, and he felt so sad. He said, "I'm so sad. I know the Chinese government kills people," he says. "I know they lie. And I feel so sad for those practitioners that are being persecuted in China." And he said to me, "I think those practitioners are great. And I want to do something to help. I want to do as much as I can to help." So he wrote letters to the Chinese embassy, and he wrote letters to the president of the United States, and he wrote letters to the Prime Minister of Canada. And I thanked him. I said, "You know what, Rock? I thank you." And he says, "Don't thank me." He says, this is my responsibility as a human being to stand up and help these people." And after that, I knew why I had to go to Beijing. I knew why I had to go and help help spread the truth about Falun Dafa to the Chinese people in China.
We're happy to report that Joel arrived safely back in Toronto tonight. FCMTV was at the airport to meet him. Joel tells his story.
The most powerful, most solemn moment I've ever seen in my life. There were 30 practitioners, Western practitioners from around the world who gathered to show the world, to show the Chinese people Falun Dafa is good. The moment my mind was very calm, very focused on definitely perspective. We went there to uphold virtue and to uphold goodness, and it was fine.
Thanks for watching FCMTV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.